I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. This morning's second scripture reading is from Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. Hear the word of God. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." May God bless unto us this reading from his holy word. Amen. Lead, kindly light, lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for me. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldest lead me on. I love to choose the path and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I loved the garish day, and spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remembered not past years. So long thy power has blessed me, sure it still will lead me on, o'er moor and fen, o'er crag and torrent, till the night is gone. These words of John Henry Newman express the experience of God's saints, those who may at first have lived a lesser life, but then have come to a deep awareness of the meaning of God's will, and finally have prayed, "Lead, kindly light, lead thou me on." Such a saint was the Apostle Paul, once known as Saul. From today's second scripture, we learn about the apostle's lesser life and a sudden transformation. Scripture says that Saul was breathing out threatenings toward those who called themselves Christians. Because his own beliefs at the time were different, Paul was determined to stamp out the Christian faith. He was convinced that Christians were a perverting influence on Jewish faith and tradition. And so he began ravaging the New Testament church, entering house after house, dragging off men and women to prison. But then God intervened. God made Saul stop. As Saul journeyed toward Damascus, desiring to pursue and imprison Christian believers, a light from above suddenly flashed around him. He was thrown off his feet, and he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" The direction of Saul's life was instantly turned around. It was then that Saul became the Apostle Paul, and through his ministry and witness, the Christian church flourished and spread like fire throughout the Roman Empire. Lead, kindly light, lead thou me on. Another saint who would have found these words meaningful was the Old Testament prophet Jonah. The direction of his life was turned around. He had been told to go to the city of Nineveh to preach words of repentance. But Jonah went in the opposite direction, trying to flee from the call of God. He found and boarded a ship about to sail out to sea. Scripture says he paid his fare and went aboard with a crew to sail to Spain, where he thought he would be away from the Lord. Foolish Jonah. No matter where Jonah went, he was held in the palm of God's mighty hand. "Whither shall I go from thy spirit?" writes the psalmist. "Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand hold me." God made Jonah stop. The ship on which Jonah was traveling became engulfed in a huge storm. The sailors on board became terrified, and in their panic, as Jeff explained, they threw him overboard, thinking that perhaps he was responsible for the storm. And they were right, weren't they? It was then that the story tells us that Jonah was swallowed by a great fish. Jonah was turned around, and after returning to land, Jonah did as God had commanded. He preached in the city of Nineveh, and all the city repented of its sin. Lead kindly light, lead thou me on. Just about 500 years ago, another man was on his way to Italy. He was somewhat overwhelmed by the events of the time. He was fleeing religious persecution in his native France. But as he made his way down the road to Italy, he came to a barricade on a lonely road. But it was enough to turn him aside onto a path that took him to the city of Geneva, Switzerland. In Geneva, he met the fiery, red-headed reformer William Farrell. Farrell realized that God was doing something special in this man's life. Farrell told him that he was needed in Geneva, that God wanted him to lead the Reformation in this city. And the young man replied that he was too young, that he wasn't a leader, and that besides, his destination was Italy, not Switzerland. Farrell said, "If you leave and go down that road to Italy, God will barricade your way again as he did before. And moreover, his wrath will rest and abide on you." John Calvin heard Farrell's words, and he stayed in Geneva. And because of that, the Presbyterian Church eventually was born. God made Calvin stop, and the whole direction of his life was changed. I suppose Paul could have ignored his encounter with God on the Damascus Road. He could have continued his persecution of the New Testament church. Noah could have disregarded the strange events that took place in his life. He could have continued to pull in the opposite direction, refusing God's clear command. Calvin also could have rejected God's meeting in his life. He could have insisted on his own way and traveled on to Italy. But Paul, Noah, and Calvin took the way God chose for them, and their lives were fulfilled according to God's perfect plan. There are times in the lives of every one of us when God makes us stop. We may be pursuing a goal in life that's important to us, or we may be drifting along with no particular direction in mind at all, and then suddenly, without warning, God brings us to a halt. He stops what we have been doing and makes us contemplate some other way. We may see no flash of lightning. There may be no great fish threatening to swallow us up. We may find no barricade barring our way. But nevertheless, God is moving in our lives, and he makes us pause, if only for a moment or a season. Suddenly illness may strike us and we stop. We're left powerless to keep the hectic schedule we've been accustomed to following. A tragedy may strike someone close to us. We stop. We're stunned by it, and we consider why it has happened. Or out of the blue, we may get a phone call from a forgotten friend of the past. And after the conversation has ended, we stop and remember the times that used to be. God makes us stop from time to time. He gives us opportunities to pause and reflect upon the direction of our lives. His voice speaks to us in the events that take place around us and in the thoughts that occur within us. His voice is a voice of mercy and grace, leading us to consider better things and a higher way. My friends, I speak to you not as a clergyman of the Geneva Presbytery, nor as a man whose life has been spent in the ranks of professional ministry. I speak to you simply as a fellow Christian when I say that I believe God has a rich future for you. This congregation has come to a point of decision, a time to stop, to remember, of course, the past, but more important, to seize eagerly the future. There are new challenges and new opportunities before you, and you are not alone. God is here among you, and He will lead you. He will lead you on. Lead, kindly light, lead thou us on. The night is dark, and we are far from home. Keep thou our feet. We do not ask to see the distant scene. One step enough for us. The Lord bless you and keep you in His mercy, love, and grace. Amen.